Jai Sadhama, everyone. This is Sadhvi Sadali Shri here with my spiritual teacher and guru, Acharya Shri Yogish, for the 2023 Pariyushan series of Acharya Shri's podcast. Acharya Shri is a respected enlightened one who has helped thousands of souls progress on their spiritual path and totally transform. Pariyushan is an 8-day celebration of the soul dedicated to reflection, fasting, and spiritual learning. Welcome to all of our new listeners, and thank you for tuning in.
Pariyushan Parv. Pariyushan Parv is a very important celebration in this whole world, actually. Everybody is in that mode that they want to be close to themselves. They find out who they are, the self. To know the self is very important. Because if you don't know who you are, you will be lost in this world. And people are getting lost again and again and again. Because sometimes we think, oh, we have this life, we can enjoy it. I'm not saying not to enjoy it. Life is not only to enjoy. Life is there is only one purpose of the human life, especially, to know yourself, exactly who you are. Otherwise, this life will be useless. It is wasted. Because this is the opportunity you have given to you. And this opportunity is very rare. According to Indian culture, there are 8.4 million lives. After that, you achieve the human life. After 8.4 million lives, maybe you were wandering somewhere in the amoeba, bacteria. The most souls we found in the algae. If you have seen the green algae, it comes sometimes on the pond, water, where the water stays along, or in the muddy area. That algae, they say if you put even one finger, it has infinite living being there. And you will be shocked. They say, we don't kill anyone. We don't take even the medicine. Medicine which is like conventional medicine, which is our allopathic medicine that they usually test on animals. They put a lot of animal stuff in it. But what about the homeopathic? Homeopathic medicine, they think it is not violent, right? Homeopathic medicine, it is done by the algae. And in the algae, it is even you put your own finger in that area, in this much area. That is an infinite soul, bacteria, and it is visible these days. We have advanced technology. Before, when 2600 years ago, Mahavira was talking about this, Mahavira was the 24th Tirthankar, enlightened master in India. And he was an extraordinary person. His height was almost 12 feet. It is just recently, one person died, he had 8 feet height. 8 feet long. So 2600 years ago, when he was born, it was amazing period of time. It was war around everywhere. The kings, they were fighting each other. As soon as he was born, at least there was peace. And he was talking about that, I have seen this in algae, like even one. He was talking about even one needle Forget, I am talking about the finger. Even you place the needle on it, in that space is infinite living being. That's why this sansar, this universe is never ending. It is going to forever. Many souls, they are getting enlightened. They merge with God, but many more to come. It is always there. It is never going to end. Because the soul going to improve little by little. They come from the algae to more bacteria. More, maybe they will come into the water. Water has little less living being. Do you think that you are living without living being? You cannot survive. It is written in the Indian scriptures, Jivo Jivasya Bhojanam, that whoever is here, they are eating other living being. Without eating other living being, nobody can survive. There is no way. Water, what is water? H2O. H2O. What is H2O? It is a life. Water is a life. And if we drink dead water, it is not nutritious enough. So, if the water is kind of polluted, I am not saying that you just get straight water from the stream or from somewhere and think it is a crystal clear water. It can be some kind of living being in it. And if you do it and if you swallow that water, it might create trouble. You are lucky if it doesn't happen. But that's why in the pollution time especially, everybody, they think that water you can drink, but drink it hot water. You boil it, after that let it cool down. When you boil the water, all the living being, what is the water actually? Water is the body of the living being. Our body is little solid. Their body is very fragile, but it is in bacteria, right? Their body is very fragile, liquid. And in one drop of water, when 2600 years ago, he saw at least, not countable living beings. We call it asankhya, count. It is, asankhya means it is like beyond your counting. But now the scientists believe now, in one glass of water, there is millions bacteria. Can you believe you have to take million bacteria into your body? But that water has to be live. If it is dead water, like hot water, no living being in it. So you can drink it, you can survive it, but it has no nutrition in it. Nutrition is only when it is living being there. But why they boil the water? Why we suggest to boil the water? Because if it is anything else except bacteria, there must be the water is spoiled. Already, it got rotten. Can you believe if you're drinking the water from the water plastic bottle? And that's what people think it is a fresh water. In the plastic bottles, if you are buying those, you don't know when they are packed up, number one. And after a while, in the plastic bottle, it will going to create trouble because water cannot stay forever fresh. It begin to spoil. And if you will see, there must be a little algae in it. But it is the color of water algae. Usually it is a green, but in the bottle. And if somebody will drink that water by chance, it's a big trouble in the body. Because your body is not able to digest that water. It happened to me. I was in Paris. And I am usually very careful not whenever I travel not to drink water unknowingly. They gave me water bottle. And I was a little bit not careful. I drank the water. I got first time very sick. My all muscles. I didn't have even to walk. I couldn't walk. And my body was totally hurt. So what can happen? I was eating food, very good food there. Homemade, everything, carefully. Except, I think the water was bottled water. Now I think if I go to somewhere else, even bottled water you first boil it. And then let it cool down. You can drink that water. Even though all the bacteria, which is nutritious, into the water, it still, it got killed. So you are putting in your body dead water. But that is the law of the universe. After 3.5 hours or 3 hours later, it began to grow bacteria in the water, same. But at least it will not grow other kind of living being there. Only water bacteria. And water bacteria is very nutritious for your body. Your body needs it. If you are lacking the good bacteria in your body, you will be sick forever. You need a good bacteria. That's what I call jivo jivasya bhojan. Everybody is eating everybody else. There is no way to survive. Somebody asks in India, a Jain monks, that are you totally non-violent? He said, yes, I took 5 Mahavratas, 5 great vows. Non-violence is my first great vow. That I, no matter what happened, I am not going to kill anyone. No matter what situation even, I am not still going to kill anyone. Even I am in that situation, that there is no food available, I will rather die, but I will not kill any other living being for my own hunger. Somebody asked this question to Mahavir. 2600 years ago, same question. And Mahavira said, I am not 100% non-violent. See, that is the difference between the people who are ignorant and they think they know it. And the person who is enlightened, their answer will be totally different. They say, we don't see you. You even renounced your clothes. We don't see you kill anyone. Right? He said, but I breathe. And your air, what is air? H2O. There are more than 700,000 gases in this atmosphere. Minimum 700,000, it can be more. And they are all with the living being. They are all alive. Oxygen is alive. But they are alive in their own way. They have little bacteria. It is not visible to our eyes. But if you get inside, you can see the air too. I was in California, one girl came to me and she said, I am very disturbed. I said, what happened to you? That whenever I go, I see in the air, is hanging like this. I see, I don't know what it is, and I have hard time to breathe. I see they are alive, that I have to take aliveness. Hey, it is a natural process. Even Tirthankaras, they have to breathe. No matter till this body is there, you can minimize the violence, but you cannot 100% be nonviolent. Even Tirthankara said, I am not 100% nonviolent. And their followers, monks, was asked in India, they say, I am nonviolent. And nobody can be nonviolent till the body is there. Because your body has a heat. And around the air, air temperature is different, your body temperature is different. They are so fragile, even you are not breathing, your body will still kill them. Now how can you be 100% nonviolent? The real spiritual people are, they try to minimize the violence. Like I tell people, drink water, use water. Because without using, we cannot survive. But don't waste it. If you are wasting, you are a violent person. Like you can have the water. You take shower, you wash your clothes, you drink it, you cook it into it. That you are using it. But if you are wasting, your faucet leaking. Nobody is using it, right? So it is kind of a waste. Try not to waste anything if you are using it. If you are using it, it is okay. So you are, try to minimize the violence everywhere. In the water, in general, since beginning, they consider the water is apkaya. They call it apkaya. Up means water, kaya means body. Water has a body. And I went to first time Estonia. Estonia is our center there. And they took me, because I knew that let's take, we will show you around everything. They took me to the forest. And as we entering to the forest, beautiful, little country, but beautiful country. So when we were entering, the car didn't allow to go there, so we have to park the car. And entering, there was written. First thing, I said, what is written in Estonian language? They translate for me, don't disturb water body. This is the first time I have seen after India, in one country, they consider water is a body. Don't disturb a water body. What people do, they go to the lake, they go to the river, and they start throwing the rocks, stones, whatever. And children do it all the time. So it means we are disturbing it. You can use it. River doesn't say not to use me. Right? Use it, but don't disturb it. If you are disturbing, you are interfering in their life. Don't disturb. Use it. Because nobody can survive without living being. Even your oxygen is alive. If it is not alive, we cannot be alive either. Did you ever pray for oxygen? You pray to God. Did you ever thank to the oxygen? Hey, because of oxygen you are alive. Real prayer is, if you are depend on someone, say thank you. Thank you for the oxygen. Without oxygen you will not be alive at all. Go to moon. It will take only 3 seconds to die there. Because no oxygen yet. They are thinking about, they found it. But still it is very difficult to go. without oxygen. It takes only few seconds to be gone if they don't take their own oxygen. Right? Because brain needs constant oxygen. And brain is the one which keeps you alive. So they learn those things. Everywhere, no matter what you go, is a living being. Don't disturb it as much as possible. Everything, all nature is very much giver. It gives you. If you have seen trees, trees when they don't have a flower, when they don't have anything, no blossoming, all the branches are very high. Then they begin to sprout flowers, then fruit. And the fruit begins to grow. And when it is time to ripe the fruit, you know what happened to the branches? Branches go down. It is inviting you, hey, I have a lot of fruit. You can come and pick up. If you cannot climb, branches will go even more down. If nobody is taking that fruit, then tree will drop it. That, hey, I did my job, nobody is taking it. Look at, be like a tree. He's a giver. He's always giving it. And amazing thing is, the tree is standing on one place. And sometimes tree's years is 1,000 years. Can you believe that you stand in one place for even 5 days? And on one leg. Tree standing only one trunk. We call it one leg. And 1,000 years sometimes. Banyan tree has 1,000 years age. People tree in India, they have 1,000 years age. There are many trees, 1,000 years. But trees, many kind of trees too. It is not only one kind of. They are giver, they are taker too. A lot of trees. Be careful. If you go to African jungle, there are trees. In English they say something, name, you can find out. Their leaves are like very sharp. As soon as a bird goes under that tree, all the leaves, they come and they open up the leaves and the bird sits inside and they eat it. The tree eats it. It is a meat eater. Can you believe if any animal goes, all the leaves, they will go down and suck the blood and eat it. What about if a human goes there? He's gone. There are trees. They are growing. They are improving also. They are going towards. They have more sensation. They have more life. They are more alive. But usually trees are very giver. The best thing about the trees, they are still giving us the oxygen. Oxygen, without oxygen, we will not survive. And trees are the one who gives the most oxygen in the world. That's what we say, the lacking of the tree, no rain, no oxygen. H2O, hydrogen plus oxygen, makes a water. Right? That's what it happened. H2O. The trees, they give you a lot of your life. Not only the food, they give you oxygen. That's what I suggest to people. If you live somewhere, you have to plant trees around your house, maybe 20 feet away. It doesn't disturb your foundation of tree, the roots. If it is too close, it might disturb. Because you live in luxury houses. There was no system before. If you go to 100, 200 years ago, there was no system of like sink inside or this or the plumbing or there's anything. The plumbing roots can break your plumbing too these days. So it is, have a tree little bit further. If you have a 15, 20 feet away from your house, but plant it. I think the more oxygen, more rain, we need it if we have more tree. We need to plant tree around the whole world. There is a joke. One lady, she said, if you, the people who are drinking a wine, just if you tell them that if you will plant one tree, we will give you one bottle of wine. If you plant one tree, that I swear to God, the whole earth will be green right away. Because people are people. The people who want to drink the wine. Oh, one bottle, one tree, we'll plant. The whole earth will be green right away. Right? It's a joke, but this is real joke. Real joke is we need greenery. And without greenery, we cannot survive. Pollution is the time to minimize the violence. Minimize the violence. Whatever you can do, possible, what can you do? If you don't want to even try not to eat, why? Because you minimize the violence. What Jains do, at least? They don't have to starve. But what they do, we will not eat in the pollution any green stuff. Like they will not buy green vegetables, fruits or anything from the market. That at least we want to give a little bit, they can relax, all greenery. So 8 days, if you go to the Jain's home, no vegetables in your food. Everything is whatever is available in their home. That's what they do. They try to minimize the violence. At least they are on the right direction. And the person who is on the right direction, one day it is possible that they will reach the highest level one day. Higher consciousness they can live. That's what I was talking about, Isi Bhashyam Sutra. That like the head is important into your body, like the root of the tree is very important, same way meditation is very important. Meditation, all spiritual practices, among all spiritual practices, jhanam taha jhanam vidhiyate, meditation is very important. And what is meditation? I was telling you, meditation is like the salt dissolve into the water. As soon as salt dissolve into the water, salt disappears. It becomes like a water. Same way, all your minds, all your thoughts, all your negative or positive thoughts, they both have to be dissolved. When your both things, everything, duality is gone, it means your mind is one. First make your mind, because your mind is many kind of minds. That's what I was trying to tell you yesterday. That we have a many different kind of mind. A child has different, a young person has different, grown-up person has different. Our mind, you cannot count how many types of mind be carrying it. First you make anek chit, make one. If you can make, how? I am going to give you technique. The best technique for the meditation is a very simple, is called Tratka. Tratka is a very ancient yogic technique. I don't know how they discover it, but it's the best technique I have. You have a white page, blank page. In the center of the page, you put a 25 cents quarter and make a circle around the quarter. Quarter size circle in the center of the page, fill up with the black ink. It becomes a black dot. Quarter size black dot, hang that paper to the wall. Sit in front of it. Make sure the black dot and your eyes are the same level. Adjust the paper so it becomes same height like your eyes. And make sure your eyes distance between your dot and eyes, minimum 2 feet, maximum 3 feet. And you don't have to do anything. Meditation will begin to happen right away. How? Because your different kind of minds becomes one. It's a very simple technique. You look at it, don't blink your eyes. And people think, hey, if you don't blink, it is going to hurt eyes. Eyes doesn't get hurt. If you blink it, it is the best technique for the meditation. If you don't blink it, you look at it, that black dot. When you look at it, make sure there is no fan around or air condition blowing on your eyes. That can hurt. But if simple, no wind, no air blowing towards you, and you look at it, when you look at it, what is going to happen? After a minute, 2 minutes later, your all thoughts, your all kind of mind becomes one. Your all thoughts, they begin to flow one direction. Because it is scattered everywhere, now it is flowing one direction. And I call it one-pointedness. When your thoughts flow in one direction, you become almost one mind. When your mind is in one direction, it has a lot of power. Mind is the biggest power you have. It is more than nuclear bomb. Mind, it has that much power. It can blow up the whole world. Luckily, you don't know how to misuse it. I'm going to tell you, just use it for the good purpose. Make it your mind one. When your thoughts begin to flow one direction, they have a lot of power. And you can use that power for your constructive way. Like suppose you practice this practice for 6 months, 15 to 20 minutes a day, not much. You just sit it. If you are IT people, you are on the computer, you have to finish that project, and project takes maybe 8 hours. You will be surprised. Same project, after 6 months, you finish within 6 hours. 2 hours gap. Why? Because you practice it. And when you practice it, your mind adjusts right away in one direction. In one direction, when your thought flows in one direction, you will be surprised, lot of power. Other power, what can you do? Like sun rays. Sun rays very much scattered. Trillions of rays, trillions. Not much power, except in Texas. Sometimes too much sun, hot sun. You have to have a cowboy hat because you want to also protect your soldiers too. So they go out. If they go out without hat, maybe it will going to burn you a lot. It can harm you. But usually, sun doesn't harm much. Doesn't have a much power. But if you collect fewer rays of the sun, it has a lot of power. How are you going to collect it? And flow in one direction. How? You collect maybe with the magnifying glass. If you have magnifying glass, even teeny tiny, teeny beeny magnifying glass, it will go in one direction. 20 rays, maybe 30 rays. And it creates fire. If you go to the forest, you don't have a match, you don't have anything lighter, and you need to cook something. If you have a magnifying glass, it works. Collect a few rays, it creates fire. You can cook something, right? So that's what it is. Mind is like that. Mind, when it becomes one mind, anek chit becomes one chit. We call it chit in Sanskrit. So anek chit, different kind of minds, if it becomes one, it is called one pointedness. It means your meditation begins. And your all thoughts going to dissolve like the salt into the water. Dissolve. And when the thoughts dissolve everything, it becomes totally different. Then your meditation begins. And meditation, it is thoughtlessness state. Your thought disappears. Your thought dissolves. Your thoughts totally gone. And when thoughts are gone, you are in the totally peaceful state. Totally calmness, totally tranquility, I will call it. It's totally tranquility. It is like you go to the under the ocean. On the surface, it is lot of high tides, lot of noise. Like ocean is roaring. If you go to the full moon time, it's a roar kind of. People love it when they go to the ocean. Wow, beautiful high tides, right? But it's roaring. You stay there maybe 8 hours, you will going to get disturbed that noise, right? But when you go for a while, it seems very good. Everything seems beautiful. But if on the surface, on the periphery, it is very lot of noise. Same thing. On the top, on the surface, in our head, periphery. On the surface, is lot of noise. In your head is always lot of noise, lot of thoughts, like the ocean, same thing. It's not a big difference between you and ocean. Maybe you are even more than the ocean, right? Ocean is roars when the moon, full moon. But human is the only one, roars all the time. They cannot stop. They cannot stop. One wife, she was asking her husband, if you have a choice to marry, there are options I am going to give you. To marry someone, he's a dark girl, or white girl, or a beautiful girl, or educated girl, are very much working girl. What you will choose? He was already married. He said, just I am kind of want to know what kind of person are you. I told you didn't give me one option more. That what is the option? That you forgot. Give me one more option. What one? Mute. That you didn't give me the option, mute. I will marry that. Right? Well, she got so angry because she was always talking to you. Right? That's what it happened with the people. I am telling you, when you are in the total calmness, total tranquility. It's called tranquility. You go under the ocean. Go 100 feet down. What you will see? Water even doesn't move. On the surface, there is a big noise. Underneath, you go 1,000 feet down. What you will see there? You have goggles there. You can see everything. Not even moving. It's totally, total tranquility. Total peace, total calmness. Same way. If your head, in your head, there is a mind. And it is different kind of mind. Anek chit. Various types of the mind. If it becomes settled one type of mind, I call it one-pointedness, and your meditation begins. Tratka is the best way to start meditation. And it doesn't hurt your eyes. On the top, you will get a lot of power. Because it is hidden inside of you, and you don't know what is your power. You are always beggars, begging from the God. God, give me this. God, give me this. God, give me this. Hey, God already gave you, but you don't recognize it. Right? And the time you recognize it, your time is over. One man became a friend with the God of the death. We call it Yama, Yamraj, Yamaka. It is in Sanskrit. There are different names. The God sent a messenger. That messenger's name is called Yama, Yamaka, Yamraj in our language. It comes to you and take away your life. So one person, he was sitting around and suddenly a beggar came. And the beggar asked, hey, I am very thirsty. Can you give me the water? The person got so angry and he said, hey, you disturb me. I was working some kind of. He went to the other person. He was kind of enjoying the sun. But he has water. He asked him, can you give? Take it, whatever. He said, thank you. That, do you know who am I? I don't know. But I know only I save your life. You were thirsty, you could have died in this scorching hot, right? He said, I am Yamraj. I said, you Yamraj? Okay, I want friendship with you then. You promise you will never take to me, right? I say, yeah, I won't. We are friends. But I give you warning at least. Before I come, that at least give me the warning that this is my duty. I will still come, but I give you at least a warning. Okay, if you give the warning, that is the best thing. So let's see if you are passive. I said, okay, what is my test? That I am giving you this book. He gave the book. And you have only 5 minutes. And in 5 minutes, you decide. Otherwise, and whatever you will wish, I will give you today. Whatever you wish. I said, okay. First page he opened. It was written, today, your neighbor is going to, whatever you will write on the page, you will get it today. But first page he opened, it was written, your neighbor is getting $10 million lotto winner. I said, no, this is not right. Don't let him win, right? Second page he opened, that your neighbor, which is always it your competitor, always compete with you, he's getting promotion today. No promotion, right? That's what it happened. We want to ourselves everything. Everything we want for ourselves. Third page, it was written something else. It was given 5 minutes to write something, right? And by the time he was condemning, he was reading everything because he was, you know, another page, it was empty page at least. He began to write, he took his pen away, that your 5 minutes is over. You wasted all your 5 minutes from the others. That I cannot help you. You had opportunity to be a whatever you wish today, but you lost it. Bill Gates was a very wise person. No wonder he is a billionaire. One lady, she went to him that, hey, you are a billionaire. I want to be rich. Give me some kind of things so I can be rich. He said, you want to be rich? He gave her a blank check. That write whatever you want, whatever number you want. He said, no. I want to be rich. Not by this way that you are giving me. Give me the technique. Take your check back. He took the back. And he said, tell me now how you can become a rich. That, look, I gave you the opportunity today to be whatever you wanted, to be billionaire, whatever. But you lost this opportunity. I never lose any opportunity in my life. So the opportunities are very much in with you, but we are losing it. You become human. This is the biggest opportunity. To come into the human body, it takes 8.4 million lives before to get it this. This is the highest peak actually. Human life is like you are standing on maybe 8.4 million living being on the top of them. That's what human body's opportunity is. But to get this opportunity, what we wasted. Because we waste from to the other. Oh, your neighbor is getting millions. No, don't give to him. You wasted to read it. Your neighbor is getting promotion today. No promotion. He's a very bad person, right? Everything we waste to for the others. But we don't think about ourselves. If we begin to think about ourselves, I am telling you, this is the biggest opportunity. And human is the only body, human body is the only body which has developed mind. And developed mind is a curse because we misuse it. But same time is a blessing if we know how to use it right way. Tratka is to use the right way. When you do this tratka, you will be surprised that your mind becoming one. And to make one mind is very important. In the there are many things to talk about pollution. But when your mind become one, in Bhagavati Sutra, Bhagavati Sutra is a one scripture of Jain, is a 12 chapters and 10th gatha in it. Gautam Swami was the chief disciple of Mahavir. He's asking him a question. That is a soul is one or soul is many? His question was, tell me about the soul. Mahavira told in the Bhagavati Sutta, this is isolated, that is 36,000 question answered there, one of that one. The enlightened one answered that basically if you will see, there are eight kind of soul. I can categorize them. First category is Dravya Atma. Dravya Atma is a gross soul kind of. Dravya Atma means when a Atma is a soul merge with the body, any kind of body. The human body, our soul is merged in it. If there is no soul, you are not alive. You are alive because there is somebody is there which is totally aliveness there. The soul has a few symptoms. Soul knows. Your body doesn't know it. If soul is not inside, your body will not feel hot, cold. Right? If this is a light or heavy, if this is a smooth or rough, if this is a hard or soft, who feels it? Inside the body, who is alive. After dead body, the soul is gone and the body is still there. Body doesn't feel anything. But for your knowledge, even person dies, you don't know the secret I am going to tell you. Even the body is sitting in the mortuary house. What do you call that? Mortuary house. Mortuary. That house, they waiting still. The dead body is there because it might take to funeral maybe after 8 days, 10 days, 2 weeks. It depends on, right? And they take care of it, the dead body, they clean it, everything. But even person dies, you will be surprised. Their nails still grows. Their hair still grows. Because body is combination of all bacteria. Those bacteria still alive there. People don't know those things. They still grows. The hair grows. But they don't feel anything though. Is a growth is there. But feeling is gone because soul is gone. So basically all living beings, they have a soul, their own body. They live it. That is called Dravya Atma. Animal lives in their body, human lives in their body, birds live in their body, little cockroach live in their body, right? And they all love their own body. That is called Dravya Atma, Jivatma. Each soul with the body, any kind of. That is Dravya Atma. And everybody has this. Even somebody get enlightened, he's the same soul there, but it's more clarity. If somebody become a Siddha, his soul is still there. Right? Become totally free, liberated, merge with God even, is still called Dravya Atma. It's basically the soul, it's aliveness. Everyone has, that is the first kind of soul. It has, everyone has it. Second kind of soul category, he said, it is like a kashaya atma. Kashaya. Kashaya means like what we hold inside of us. Anger, ego, deceitfulness, greediness. These are kashaya. Kashaya means kashriti kashaya. They are polluting your soul. And they are coming out of, outside of somewhere. You are not born with it, but you got trapped into it. Kashaya Atma. the way we laugh, the way we enjoy, the way we become sad, the way we become happy. This is all kshaya. It is all kshayatma. Kshayatma means polluted soul. And everyone has this except the person who got liberated. Fully liberated. 100% liberation. Become siddha. We call it siddha. Siddha or merge with God. That doesn't have those kshaya. That is not a kal kshayatma. That is except them. Everyone has a kshayatma. Third katma is a yogatma. Yogatma means we have a mind, we have a speech, we have a body. Mind, body and speech. This is called three kind of yoga. Three kind of combination. And this is whoever has it this, most of Atma, most of souls, they have it. They have their body. They have maybe not developed mind. They have their own speech. Even little tiny plant, they have a speech. Do you know that? You can hear them sometime. They talk to you. I guarantee you, if you sit with one plant every day, that plant will give you more flower. If you sit with the tree and think about the good thing about it, you are very good, you give us shade, you give us this, very positive thought, that tree next year will give you lot of fruits to you. They hear you, they feel you, they sense you. But they don't have a speech like we have. But they talk. It is us, we don't understand them. But they understand you. They catch your vibration. We are so tough. We are so rough. We are so hard. We are so much taken into our desires, lust and this and that. Our body becomes not sensible anymore. We wish the way we were born, our body was very sensitive. Now it becomes very tough. We don't even feel. Hey, if a baby is born, it will feel the vibration from the plant. But you don't feel it. If you become that, they can catch your vibration, and that tree, that plant will give lot of beautiful flowers. You will be surprised. You can test it. It's a scientific theory. And that's why Mahavira said that don't disturb anyone. You can think about good about others, but don't disturb, please. Because if you are negative, if you go near the plant, it is scientific now, they have done it. And you think about, this plant, I'm going to kill it. It shakes that plant. But we don't feel it. Right? So it is, everybody is alive. Yogatma. Yogatma means they don't have a developed mind, we have more. They don't have a developed body, we have more. They don't have a developed speech, we have more developed speech. That is called yogatma. And I will suggest you, when you have this human body and you have your mind, your speech and your body, if you want to grow, just have a discipline on them. Nothing else. Discipline. Very important. Sometimes we slip our discipline. It happened to me. I am going to give my own example. I came from India first time. I didn't know the English much. But my students in California, Indians only, They approached me, can you teach meditation to the poor people? I told them, yeah, I always teach it. And I knew that much English I can teach in English. Meditation at least. Not maybe conversation or give lectures. But because it is easy steps, so I will teach. And they have to do with me little practical steps, breathing, this, that, little exercise, and this. You can teach that much. I will teach. But they are homeless. We want to feed them. We feel love for them. If you can teach, oh yeah, yeah, I will teach it. I went with them. It was in the park. Beautiful weather in Southern California. Beautiful weather. They were sitting on the grass. They have my only one chair there for me. All the food was on the table. And they were sitting in front of me. Breeze was blowing from their side to my side. And I felt uncomfortable. Very bad smell. It suddenly slips. I became little not aware. Slips from my mouth. What kind of people are you? Just because I didn't know the culture yet. First time. One lady screamed. We are white trash. I never heard the white trash word. First time. Trash. How can it be white? I didn't know it is a slang here, right? I didn't know anything. White trash. Organizer came to me, please don't ask question. Can you teach them meditation? They are poor. They are into the drug, he whispering into my ear. Okay, okay. I told them 1 hour. And after 1 hour, they were really receptive. It's not that they were not. They were enjoying it. I saw it. As soon as I finished my meditation class, they start serving them food. I told them, can you take my chair a little further? Because I am coming from that country, you know. Maybe it's bothering me a little smell, different. I'm not used to it. Maybe they are into drug or something. I cannot tolerate that smell. But I found out, because I am very sensitive, I found out why they are so poor. I'm going to tell you. They don't have a discipline on their speech, like I lost it for a while. Unknowingly. It happened sometimes. But when they were eating, they were enjoying the food and they chit-chatting. I don't know why people, when they eat, they talk. And they love to talk. And they were talking. I put my ear a little bit. I couldn't believe not a single phrase they cannot make without S and F word. In their language, the way they'll speak the language, not a single phrase. They always use word S and F. I was shocked. And I found out, no wonder they are poor. Let me give you the one secret today. If you believe in God, God doesn't like only one thing. God likes everything except bad words. I will suggest you, even you are angry, even in angry way, don't use the bad word. Because God doesn't like the bad words. Even you are angry, I am talking about. Forget if you are okay. You are peaceful, you are calm. Don't use it. But even you are angry, don't use the bad word. God doesn't like it. It means God doesn't like, God is not giving you the what you want. Actually, if you pray to God, they say God gives you, right? God doesn't give what you wish. You want good thing for you, right? But God gives. He's a giver, like a tree. He's a whole nature. He's a giver. But God doesn't mean that what you wish that is good for me. No, no, no. God will give you what will be good for whole of your life. But sometimes we just get angry on God. Hey, I ask this and you giving me this. Right? Sometimes you never know what is going to happen. A poor guy, he lives in the forest. He doesn't have anything. He hardly hand to mouth all the time. He works all the time, but he doesn't get anything. Somehow, he found the way that if I cut the wood and sell into the market, then I will be rich. Somehow he made a hut. And he became so happy that he has a shelter, at least. And he went to work. That God, you are so much compassionate, so much giver, you give me the hurt, you know. And he was working one day, and suddenly he saw from far away, the hut is in the fire. It was burning. The hut was burning. And he got lost. This man was lost. Why he was in the forest? He got lost. He was a rich man. But he got lost somehow. And he was not finding the way what to do. Little bit here and there, couple of families they used to live, he used to sell them only. He totally was lost. And they were searching him. But it was forest. It was no way to find him. They tried to find him. He was a rich man. Helicopters working, everything. His hut got fire. He was so sad. God, what you did, you gave me something and you took away everything from me. He was crying. Suddenly, the people came to search him. And they found him. He said, how did you find me? Fire. We were searching. That if there is a fire, there is a person there. Thanks God. I didn't know that. I didn't know you burned my hut. Look, God give you what is good for you. But we don't recognize it. What do we do? Thank God you are not good. Like what you did, you burned my hut. Right? But next day he was saying, thanks God you burned my hut. You never know what is going to happen. God always gives you what is good for you. Even suffering, even pain. But we just accuse the God, what are you doing with me? I am suffering. Maybe you go through that period of time, you become a fully blossom one day. But if you don't go through that period of time, you don't know what poverty means. In the school, a teacher was asking a prince that tomorrow everybody writes and they bring that article, what is poverty? A prince came next day, gave to the teacher that article that I know a poor man. He was working in our garden. He was a gardener. He was so poor. He's working in the royal garden. He is so poor that he has 4 children. They used to come. Their clothes were not like us. We used to give our clothes. They were so poor children. The prince doesn't know what poverty means. A gardener of the royal family cannot be a poor. He is not familiar with the real poverty. If you don't go through that poverty, you don't go through these ups and downs in your life, maybe God gave you purposely. The outcome will be very beautiful, like the burning the hut. He was accusing God, and next day he's thanking to the God. Right? You never know what is going to happen. So have a discipline on your mind, on your speech, on your body too. If you don't have a discipline on your body, you keep eating, 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 whatever you like, it, chocolate, 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 or sugar, sugar, sugar. You're going to ruin your pancreas. And pancreas is the one who is keeping you alive. Pancreas, it 24 hours is producing insulin. But if you keep eating too much sugar, pancreas is the one first going to be ruined. You are ruining that little instrument which is producing insulin into your body. Right? And if insulin doesn't merge, doesn't dissolve into your blood cannot circulate into your body. It requires insulin. Diabetic people, they ruin that little pancreas. They have to take shots to merge with the blood. See, God, you don't have justice. I have to take shots every day. It's easy to accuse God, but not to accuse yourself, right? Pollution means a day of accusing yourself. Nobody is bad except you. Kabira in India, he wrote 400 years ago, Bura jo dekhan main chala, bura na milia koi. That I went to find who is the bad person, that I tried everyone. Jo ghat khoju apana, mujhse bura na koi. That I never found a bad person in the whole world. That whenever I try to search myself, to look myself at, look myself, I think I am the worst one. That is the Paryushan's message. Look at yourself. Don't look at others. It is easy to finger point on the others. You are bad, you are bad, you are bad. But you forgot 3 finger pointing towards you. That you are 3 times worse. Paryushan means be aware. All focus on the self. That maybe you in this biggest storage what you are carrying in this human body, mind, what is called mind, is the biggest storage, infinite information in it. If you will start digging that, you will find trillions, trillions of bad stuff there. You need to take them out. How you take them out? Meditation is the biggest fire. That fire, if begin to burn inside of you, that is going to burn all the bad information. That's what I suggest to people. Instead of following religious rituals, doing something else, they might help you a little, a little. But if you want to really help yourself, find the real thing is a meditation. Meditation, there is no duality in it, only you. There is no hope from others that they will protect me, they will do this. Or there is no even little wish, little want from God. Because in meditation, your mind is totally dissolved. Now when mind is dissolved, you are left alone. And when your day will come, you understand 100% you are alone. And if you begin to live in aloneness, that is the beauty of the human life. Aloneness is the beauty. But if you are lonely, you are suffering. I don't consider loneliness. In loneliness, you're missing others. It means you are not in meditation. And when you are alone, in aloneness, meditation happens automatically. But can you be alone? Totally. Yes, you can. It will create a fire. It will begin to burn all in this biggest storage, at least the bad stuff. And when the bad stuff begin to burn, you need to know all kind of atmas you are carrying. Kshayatma, third one. Before I forget, let me finish at least eight. Upyogatma. Upyogatma is the fourth one. Upyogatma means what is the symptom of the soul? Symptom of the soul, it is very simple. Uvavog lakhano aya. I am repeating in the Prakrit language. Uvavog lakhano aya. The symptom of the atma or soul is uvavog, upyog. Upyog means like you know it, like you know that there is a mind, there are thoughts, there is a body. You know it, all this, and there is a speech. If you don't know it, like if you are in unconscious mind, you don't know it. You are in conscious mind, you will know everything that without soul you will not feel it. If there is a feeling, it means that is upyog. Upyog means you know it. There is a feeling. There is a sensation. You know it. This is called uvog. That everyone has this kind of atma. Even Siddha has this kind of atma. But if you are with the yoga, with your mind, with your speech, with your body, and they are taking you, this is the biggest distraction. In meditation, you forget all of them for a while. That's called meditation. If you can forget even for a while, just try to be alone. And aloneness, I call it beauty. But don't be lonely. Lonely, you are missing something. When you miss something, you suffer. When you are alone, you enjoy. Aloneness is the beauty. And if you can enjoy that, if you can understand that, what is upyog? Right knowing. What is upyog? Right vision. What is upyog? Right conduct. What is upyog? Right virya. Anant darshan. Anant virya. Strength. You are full of. You are the strongest person in the world. But because your strength, it is hidden somewhere. Till you begin to burn through the meditation, all this garbage which you stored since centuries into the biggest storage, into the mind. Mind is the biggest storage. So, till you will not know how much strength you have. You can move the whole world in your own one finger. You have that much strength, but you don't know it. You have that. If you increase your power inside of you, but you are not aware about it. But the power is hidden inside of you. You have to burn all this stuff first through the meditation. Meditation is the biggest fire. And in this upyogatma, they begin to sense it, they begin to feel it, they begin to experience it, they begin to realize it. This is upyogatma. Next one is jnanatma. Jnan means samyajnan. Samyajnan means right knowledge. People have knowledge and people have a lot of information, but they are wrong information. Wrong information, they will not take you anything, anywhere. But right information, right knowing, take you in the right direction. Right knowing, right vision, and right conduct. These are the things. If you can improve in yourself, your soul become jnanatma. Darshanatma. Next one, sixth one. Darshanatma means like you develop your vision so much that without these eyes, you begin to see things. Because the real eyes are hidden inside of you. Real eyes will be awakened, will be activated by many ways. Meditation is the simplest way. If you want to activate your third eye, which is hidden, you better meditate. Darshanatma. And you will begin to see your own self, the self. Next one is Charitratma. Charitratma is a seventh. Charitra means conduct. If your behavior, your habits, or you are away from all bad stuff, it means you have a right character, right conduct. And right conduct is very important. If somebody is following in that right conduct, right behavior, right habit, how to behave with other people, how to behave with yourself, you are all disciplined. That's called right conduct. Charitratma. Eighth one is Viryatma. Viryatma is you are full of the infinite power. And soul has infinite power. If you can do this, if you will, that is categorized. You can improve little by little. Your Atma becomes Siddhatma one day. Siddhatma means liberated one. And remember, nobody is hindrance, blockages on your way, only you. That's what in Uttaradhyayan Sutra, maybe you remember still. I taught you in chapter 20 and 36 shloka. Appa naive yarani, appa mekuri samali, appa kama duhadenu, appa menandanang vanam. Chapter 20, 36 gatha. You will write, Appa nai verani. Your Atma, the Self, is your river of Baitarani. Baitarani river, it is in Christian scriptures, Muslim scripture, Hindu scripture, Jain scripture, Bodh scripture. They write that in the hell there is a river. The name of the river is Baitarani. Baitarani means it looks so beautiful. And in the hellish living being, they are always thirsty. They want water. And the who is making them suffer, they are very kind of bad angels. They are on the duty. They make them suffer. And they enjoy it when they scream, when they cry with the pain. He say, hey, I am thirsty. There is a river. Can you take me there? Oh, yeah, you can take. They take them there. As soon as they put the water, it is like a lava. But it looks like a water. It's so hot. His hands get burned in lava. What do you think? But it looks like a river. They say, drink now water. You brought us from far away. I don't want to drink. I don't want to. I am okay, thirsty. They just dump him whole body into the wet, hellish beings. Their body is totally different than us. Their particles, all pieces can be separate. They grab them, their body again, and they put all pieces together, it becomes again the body. Their body is totally different. They don't have a bones. Just separate them, cut them. They have a pain like us, somebody cutting our body. But then put them together, they become again body. That is the way nobody wants to go to hell. And luckily, all human beings ask them, when even the person who was murderer, killer, their children, they coming back from the funeral, that, hey, what happened to your father? He went to heaven. Nobody says he went to hell. Everybody say went to heaven. Everybody says went to heaven. He's in peace now. You know. If everybody goes to heaven, what is going to happen? I was in New York one time. There were a couple of children. They said, can you watch TV with us? You know, I don't, hey, I don't watch TV. I just invited for dinner. Please, please, it is a very good show. I don't know, what is the show name? Everybody Loves Raymond. What should everybody loves? I didn't want to break their heart. Okay, I will sit with you. Oh, it is coming just 5 minutes. Dinner will be late. Okay, I will sit with you. I watched Raymond comes from the job. In that episode, whatever I want. He comes back and he has a little bag in his hand and his wife Deborah, I think is it Deborah, if I am not mistaken. Deborah, she took the bag away, just take it away. Go upstairs, talk to your daughter. He has a little chubby daughter, maybe he's like 10 years old, kind of. And he has twins too, two little boys. Talk to your daughter. She's waiting for you. Instead of asking him, hey, you work all day, have a glass of water, juice. Just right now. She's waiting for you. You are late already. He said, what is she asking? Asking weird question. Then why don't you answer? What kind of mother are you? I don't know. I don't know either. Take it Bible with you. That is the episode. It's real. And the big message nobody wants to, I think, is the message of pollution. But how many people will going to get it? They just laugh. She literally pushed him in her room. He has no choice. He's angry inside. But he has to go. And she's reading a book on her bed. It is already late. Hey, hi, sweetie. Even though he's angry in front of children, you know, their mind is totally different, right? That's what we have, many kinds of minds. With wife, different kind of. With daughter, different kind of. With neighborhood, different kind of. With animal, different kind of. Well, so many kind of. Say, hi, sweetie, hi, sweetie. Let me tuck you into the bed. But, Dad, I have a question. What's your question? Dad, everybody dies. Oh yeah, everybody dies. Go to bed. Everybody dies. No, Dad, this is not my question. Everybody goes to heaven. Yeah, everybody goes to heaven. And people just laugh the way he answers. Yeah, everybody goes to heaven. Go to your bed. No, Dad. That my question is, why it is 6 point some billion that time? Maybe not even 7 billion yet. Why this big population on this earth? He opened the Bible. When parents, they don't have an answer, they open the Bible. He's looking. He doesn't find the answer. She comes. What are you looking at? No, nothing, nothing. And parents have this habit. They hide from the children. Right? They don't want to know what it is. She comes. Oh, Bible. I read this Bible 5 times. I didn't find this answer. He closed the Bible. Said, sweetie, I can tell you one thing. I think heaven got crowded. Because everybody goes to heaven. Heaven got crowded and God pushed them all onto the earth. All of them. Go to your bed. That was his answer. He's trying to raise the question. He's a writer. He's an actor. He's a producer. He tried to raise the question that, hey, wake up people. Not everybody goes to heaven. What about the hell then? Right? In hellish being, their body is totally different. Angel beings also different. Face to the reality. Reality is, if there is a hell, there is a heaven, there is a earth, everywhere is a population. It means in the hell people are suffering too. There are maybe planets like that. But here also we will see sometimes hell is kind of suffering here too. Many people. I have seen a lot of, I don't want to go in that detail. But it is amazing that if we can get the message, we can get the message from everywhere. Message is everywhere. We are not looking or watching carefully or not understanding very right way. You can learn anything from anywhere. If you are a learner, it is up to you. If you don't want to learn, no matter God comes to you, you will not still learn it. That's what I am going to give you a message. Appa nai verani. Whatever you do, your Atma, yourself, can take you to the river of the Vaitarani. It looks like a water. It is not a water. It suffer. Whatever you do, you can create hell for yourself. Appa nai verani, appa me kood samali. In the hell, there is a saying that there are trees, they are like sharp. As soon as, because it is a hot there, that I want to go under the shade. Oh yes, we'll take you. As soon as they go, they come and they just cut your whole body bleeding everywhere. I don't want to sit here. I don't want to sit here. Right? You have to sit here because you brought it from far away. And they enjoy it. That's what it happened. So, appa me kood salmali. That's what we call those trees, kood salmali. They cut your whole body. Appa kam duha denu. Your own atma, your own soul is a kam duha denu. In the heaven there is a cow, it is called kam dug denu. Wishing cow. Whatever you wish, you get it. That is an angel. Your own karma is your angel. Appa menandanang vanam. There is a forest in the heaven. the most beautiful. I don't know, Christianity, they call it Garden of Eden. I call it Nandanwan. Nandanwan is the best forest, so many flowers. Once you see that, it is up to you what you want to do. There is so many things to tell. I think the time is little running more. But I wanted to finish today, lot of other things. But we have still 5 days. We will continue message of Paryushan. And remember, it's the best celebration in the whole world, Paryushan. Because celebration of soul. Soul immersion. Jai Siddhartha.
Thank you all again for tuning into Acharya Shree's spiritual lecture today. Please be sure to subscribe to his podcast on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube, as well as follow Acharya Shree on social media via Facebook and Instagram. This way you continue to receive guidance for your spiritual journey. Jai Siddhartha.